Meeting is now being recorded.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Rep. Hi, everyone. This is Yvette Gio. I'm the AC Room host in the room. Welcome to the SSR2 Review Leadership Call on September 10th, 2018 at 1730 UTC. Attending today's call, we have Eric Osterweil, Nagar Fazinia, Jennifer Bryce, Steve Conti, Russ Hoosley, Alice Jensen, and Denise Michelle, and Yvette Gino and myself. We have apologies from Lorene Weisinger, and I think that's about it. We'd like to remind you that today's call is being recorded, so please state your name before you start speaking so we'll get you for the roll call. Okay. I think that's it for me. Russ, I will go ahead and turn it back over to you.
Okay. Thank you. I started a email thread with a table, and Denise, you sent out a few minutes ago some suggestions, but there was no attachment.
Yeah, I sent it. Sorry. Do you have it now?
Not yet.
Yeah, that can. I'm gonna ping it back out. Sorry, that was a unicast, not a broadcast. So, my bad.
I'm sorry. I did a reply instead of reply off.
Yeah, I did an off list. Sorry, I didn't want to do the name and shame.
Sorry about that.
You want me to ping it, Denise, right here? Or I don't know if you're mobile or.
I get it. You guys should have it now. Sorry for the delay.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense to me, Denise. All right, with those changes, Eric, do you have any concerns with sharing that with the team?
Nope, looks good to me. Thanks.
Okay. Morin hadn't weighed in on that thread, so I'm assuming he was happy. All right, I will do that afterwards. So I felt like we kind of got bogged down in the how to review instead of doing the review on the last call. I'm hoping this breaks that log jam. Is there something else we need to do to break that log jam that you guys are seeing that I don't?
Yeah, this is Denise. I think the we should get an ETA from staff as to when they'll be able to provide one table that has the relevant information for all of the questions the review team has submitted to date. That would enable us to check the box on some of the due diligence, and it would also answer questions that keep arising of, well, when was a question asked? Was it asked before this thing, happened or after this thing happened? What was the context of the answer? And so if the staff would complete the table that they originally created for all the questions and put them in one place, I think the review team members would have less questions and we would have more substantive information on which to discuss the recommendation.
Right. I think they took an action on the call last week to go through each of the questions and tell us when they thought they would be able to supply an answer from the appropriate subject matter expert. Can you guys tell us where we are on that? And when you think that table will be complete?
Hi, Russ. So in terms of the first Denise's question regarding the table, we recorded that as an action item to be completed ahead of the review team meeting on Thursday. So, giving everybody a chance to take a look at it, we'll get it done ahead of the meeting on Thursday. In terms of getting the dates from the SMEs, so we're waiting for the SMEs at this point to come back to us to review those questions that we sent to them and have them assign a date that we can populate into the table. And we'll do that as soon as we hear back from them. Thank you.
So Thursday, if you don't yet hear from them, we'll see a table with a TBD in it. Is that the plan?
Yeah.
Okay, that'll at least let us move forward and maybe start with the recommendations that don't have outstanding questions. Okay, is there anything else we should talk about on this topic?
Well, I think since this is a leadership call and sort of picking up an issue that has occurred in the past and has been a challenge, I think this would be a good call to raise it just to get a sense from staff whether they feel like, to give a little background, there was many challenges apparently in getting information on the recommendations from appropriate staff and getting briefings and as well as questions answered and things like that. And it took a long time, months and months, to get things to the review team. Does the staff feel like they've turned the corner on this, that the questions and information requests from the review team are now given a level of priority that is appropriate and will result in a timely response? Can you give us a sense of that, or whether that's still an issue that the leadership team may need to have further discussion about?
Thanks, Denise. This is Nigar. So the questions that we're provided in the past, or any questions for that matter, for the review implementation of SSR1 that had been sent to us has always been and will always be a priority for the staff in the organization. The problem hasn't been that staff members didn't care or didn't give it priority. The problem is that a lot of the staff members that were involved with implementation of those recommendations are no longer at ICANN. And so digging past information for implementation that was done in some cases 5 to 7 years ago is a little challenging because documentation had not been the greatest. And again, because staff members that would have had the historical information or would have been fully aware of why some implementation took place the way they did, et cetera, are no longer at ICANN or in that role. Of historical data that needs to be tracked, and by definition, that just takes a bit of time to get into. We are going through the questions, and we are distributing them to that we think are best suitable to address some of these questions, and takes a bit of time for people to be able to look through all their information or do enough research to be able to find out to some of the questions. Now, all the questions require that level of detailed data gathering, but some do, as we are looking at questions that are now digging into the details of the implementation, and as such, it just requires a bit of time. The SMEs are also not knowing what the answer is offhand, require more time to be able to commit to a dedicate a timeline to say when they can have answers by to send to us, but of course we'll follow up with them and try to get at least partial answers from them if possible in that case to try to move things forward with the work that the review team has ahead of them and the SMEs have ahead of them for digging up information. There are quite a bit of questions, as should be the case. I mean, you guys are assessing the effectiveness of implementation, so it's only fair to ask those questions. Please bear with us because there are a lot of people involved in this work who were necessarily not involved with this work, if you get my meaning. So we're doing the best we can to help them get answers and help get you guys answers on all the questions that have been sent to us. The table that Jennifer and team are working on, we will start trickling data into it. We are not going to leave it blank until we have answers. So you will keep seeing the table having more data added to it progressively. As we get more information, we'll fill that out. There are a lot of the questions that we already had answers to, which were not part of the open questions. So the flattened table, so to speak, that we will provide back to you guys is going to have the list of questions that have already been answered, the answers listed in front of them, as opposed to references, and then the ones that are still pending answers, rest assured that we're diligently working with the rest of the staff members to try to get answers as best as possible and keep you guys informed of the progress.
In the chat, I see that Denise lost audio and she's calling back. I think we need to find out how much of that you need to repeat, Nagar.
I just drank more coffee, Russ. I'm all good to go.
Maybe you should drink less coffee.
That might not be such bad advice.
Okay, Denise, you're back?
I am, thanks.
Okay, so what we're questioning is how much of Nagar's response you heard before he lost audio.
Yeah. enough of it, thanks.
Okay, good. All right, is there anything else we need to talk about regarding SSR1?
Yeah, I've got my hand up, Russ. Yeah, so
I'm
one
sorry,
thing that
I need to teach myself to watch for that. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, so just to sort of like, hey, Nagar, thanks for the sort of the summary. It just occurred to me while we're listening, because I do remember some of the long lag time and whatnot from before. I wonder if part of that table that, unfortunately, we just kind of ratified. I wonder if we ought to put something in there sort of suggesting that keeping track of these things is really important, and, you know, the extent to which, you know, it's difficult to sort of summarize what the implementation status is might even be something we need to report on as well, right? Because, I mean, certainly these things aren't being done just from SSR1 so that SSR2 could review them. They're sort of supposed to be done and tracked and become part of the organizational DNA. So maybe the fact that some of them are sort of like a little ephemeral at this point or hard to sort of track down, maybe that's something we need to include in the tables. Like, hey, this issue, it took a long time to track down. Maybe it's worth put some more rigor around so that it's less sort of like folklore and more sort of like, you know, formally adopted recommendation. I just wonder if that's part of the report we should put in there based on what Nagar was saying.
So Eric, maybe that's actually an SSR2 recommendation.
Yeah, I'm open. Yeah, I just sort of, like Nagar said, some of them are easier to track down than others. I don't know if that means we want to make it high granularity, like this one was hard to track down, that one was totally upfront, or like you said, just make a recommendation. I'm just making that observation. So,
no, I mean, I think the rationale is that it took a lot of time because of staff turnover and other issues. And had there been some record keeping, it would have been easier on the review team and easier on staff to complete this activity and then make recommendation. You know, I think it's really, I don't think we need to enumerate each one that was difficult. I think people will get it, right?
Yeah, all right, fair point.
If I may, just one more comment that I'd like to add. In terms of implementation, I mean, I don't think it's a secret that I'm revealing. Implementation reporting was not done in the best way possible in the past, and we are actually making quite a bit of improvement in the way we're going to be doing implementation of recommendations going forward. We are going to have a lot more templates in place, reporting mechanisms, progress reporting, et cetera, that are going to help with the details of the implementation. Obviously, that won't be helpful to you guys on the SSR1 recommendations because that's long past, but this is something we're starting with the CCT recommendation implementation, and obviously we'll be extending it to other reviews that get to that stage as well. So lesson learned for us as well in the process to do a much better job of tracking this information so that it's an easier job of finding information relevant.
So this will be like a softball recommendation. Like by the time we recommend it, you will have already accomplished it. So in a sense, it'll be like a win-win.
Correct, Eric. It's already in practice. I'm not sure that it will be beneficial for an SSR2 report to have recommendations on implementation techniques for future reviews. I mean, that is something that we are improving as a department on an organizational-wide basis, and it will go in practice in the next few months with the CCT report that has been finalized now.
Okay, is there anything else we need to talk about regarding SSR1?
I don't think so.
Okay. Regarding the agenda for Thursday, it's, to me, looking a lot like the same agenda as last week in terms of we need to hear where we are in Barcelona. And then, by the way, on that, has anyone heard from constituency travel yet?
No.
No. Okay. So I'm not just the only one. So because you gave us a heads up that we should be hearing from them soon. So
hi, it's Jennifer. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt you, Russ. I just got an email from them this morning to say that they'll be reaching out this week to begin the travel process. So I'm sorry that you haven't had anything sooner. But you know, please expect it this week.
Yeah, so I think what we'd like to do on Thursday as part of the Barcelona check-in is just find out whether anyone who expected to hear from them has not. And is there anything that we need to add to last week's agenda? For this week.
Hey, Russ, so I put my hand up. I'm not sure if you wanted to...
Sorry, I cannot train myself to stare at that. Go ahead, Eric.
So I want to bring something up that's been on the list and that I think might be worth sort of talking about. So there was a message from Scott McCormick about the KSK role.
Yeah.
Announcement
today.
Yeah, and then Lauren actually pinged me off list, so it's too bad he's not here, so I'll throw him under the bus. But no, he basically brought it up that he's at some conference somewhere, I'm not sure which one he's at, but he said that the KSK role has become an issue of some note there as well. So I wonder if we don't want to put that on sort of the table to see who else is on there. I mean, I know Casey, I haven't talked to her or anything like that. I know she was a conscientious objector from the ESSAC report, so it makes me wonder if she has a perspective at all, but I wonder if we want to talk about the KSK role, considering that is coming right up, and if, for example, we thought it was an SSR issue, now would be the time for us to kind of start that dialogue before, you know, something. So
okay.
I wonder if we want to talk about that.
Right. I noticed that I think Jennifer is the one typing the agenda. I would like to swap the order of the review SSR1 and finalizing the comms plan. Because hopefully we will be able to do that more quickly. And so, Eric, do you think that we should just do the KSKA roll heads up after the comms plan?
Yeah, I think the comms plan, I don't want to minimize it, but I guess it seems a little, it might be kind of pro forma, right, at this point.
I'm kind of hoping that it's just, okay, no further objections, we're done with that, moving on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so in the spirit of optimal scheduling algorithm, shortest job first is always the best. So, yeah, I'm cool with that.
Okay. So, go ahead, Denise.
As a person holding the pen on the plan, I expect it to be pro forma, and we will be, I'll be liaison, looking up with Lauren and Carrie Ann tomorrow. Hope to get something out to the full list in the next day and a half, and we'll be asking for people to comment on the list. So we're hoping this is something we can resolve on the list, actually, and not take time on the call.
That'd be even better. I do want to just highlight it on the agenda just to make sure that anyone who, for whatever reason, has had to put it off has the last chance to say something. Alice, I see a hand.
Hi. Thanks, Russ. So I think what would be helpful as well at this stage is to have an initial conversation, a brainstorm, if you will, with your team on meeting objectives for Barcelona as well as potential agenda items. So you know, set the landscape and frame for what Barcelona will be about and what you should have in terms of materials from the team to get there and to have a productive meeting, if that makes sense. I just wanted to throw that idea out.
So I do agree with what you're saying, but I think we're at least a week early. I would like to get through one SSR recommendation, actually, and then try and figure out what the lessons learned from that are to help with that. I'm just feeling... like we can't get past the how to review to the meat of the review, and I'm hoping that we can at some point. Okay, Denise, is that an old hand or?
Nope, actually, it's relevant. I agree both with your suggestion and with Alice's, and I think also this is, as you can tell, I'm a big fan of teeing things up on the email list and getting people to trade emails in advance of calls. I think it helps make them more efficient. When appropriate, Russ, I think it would be also good to start a discussion about Barcelona on the email list and then cover it in next week's call. I wanted to jump back with the KSK rollover just to note that I also have strong concerns about that. I think it's something that the SSR review team can bring some useful guidance to ICANN on, and all of the businesses involved in ICANN, so the business constituency, had some very extensive comments on KSK rollover as well. So I think I would support Eric and perhaps Casey's and Lauren's concern and interest in the SSR2 tackling this. And then I would also note that the ICANN board is meeting this week of September 16th, and KSK rollover is on their agenda. So this is something that review team members are interested in engaging on, something else that we may want to make part of the discussion, depending on how the discussion unfolds on the review team, is to let the board know that if this is the case, that the review team is taking a look at this and will, expects to have some advice or guidance for the board as well. Thanks.
Seems to me that our report might not come out in time to influence this one, but... it's something that I personally have a lot of interest in, and I'd like to see us, recommend at a minimum that they hold some kind of a postmortem and do that in a way that allows the RFCs related to rollover to be updated based on the lessons learned. That seems like our minimum recommendation. There may be others as we see their plans actually engage with the community. But so, Eric, can I ask you to tee up that discussion on Thursday?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I'm sort of making sure I'm not cross-scheduled with a speaking thing, but I will make sure that I'm on the call and that I can tee that up. Yes.
Okay.
I'll make sure of that. One or the other.
I actually don't think we'll reach total closure on it, but I do think we need to start.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I think basically, so, you know, I have my hand up, but I was basically, Denise said everything I was going to say, so I'll just sort of say plus one, you know. I also appreciated Alice's comments, but I'd sort of say we might want to broach it on the call and defer it to the list so people can do agenda planning over the course of the time between now and Barcelona, just more sort of as things occur as opposed to on the call. And then as for the KSK, yeah, I think it seems to me that it's entirely possible that we'll start to develop what we think we should start to look into as opposed to what the ultimate conclusion of the group would be in the near term. So, yeah, I think a conversation is a great place to start.
Exactly, and I think that should be the conclusion of the discussion in terms of Thursday is what do we need to look into, not what is the answer.
Yeah, of course. And I think probably based on some of the observations that Denise was sort of recounting about timing, in the event that we sort of outline how it is we're going to start to think about a question, it's possible that we may need to sort of outline, you know, what kind of time frame we would sort of set for ourselves to start, you know, coming to, you know, outputting something or not. Maybe not, I would think.
Okay. Is there anything else that we should put on the agenda for Thursday? Cool. I think we have way more than an hour's worth of stuff there already. But all right, is there any other business then? So Alice has a hand up.
Yeah, there's only one item I wanted to flag for you. So earlier today, I sent you a copy of the CTT final report that was finalized over the weekend. And I wanted to draw attention to Recommendation 16, where the review team did to as one of the target groups for that recommendation. So I just wanted you to be aware of that.
Alice, you don't happen to know what page that is off the top of your head, do you? Just trying to find it in the 201 pages.
Hold on. Let me try and find it now. Oh, it's on page 101. That's the full recommendation, the detail there. So rationale, priority level, details, and so on. Page 101.
Oh, I see, and we're listed in the two. This sort of that as rationale and finding and recommendation are aimed to the set of
exactly.
Twos. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
So if I'm reading this right, this is something that would fall into our DNS SSR chunk of work. Is that right?
It does look like that to me, yes.
Okay, so we just need to note that when we're taking on that piece of work, we should revisit this. During last week's call, we told people this was coming. So maybe as part of the early part of the agenda for Thursday, we should make sure people are aware that it's here and highlight this. Can we do that as part of the welcome?
This is Jennifer. I think that would be fine.
Okay, great. Okay, if there's no other business, I'm not seeing hands in the Adobe Connect window. So, Jennifer, you want to go over the action items?
Thank you. So I have captured three action items, number one being Rust to circulate the latest table as agreed by the leadership to the review team. That's regarding the SSR1 discussion earlier. Staff to post the questions table ahead of the SSR2 meeting on Thursday and populate dates from SMEs. Again, that's regarding the SSR1 questions outstanding. Add the Barcelona meeting objectives to next week's call, which would be the 20th of September.
I also heard that Denise is going to circulate the outreach comms plan. I think she said in a day and a half. So I took that to mean end of Tuesday.
Yeah, I would just say before the call, I'm imposing on Lauren and Tyrion to have a quick turnaround, but they may need longer.
So Wednesday.
That's our goal.
Fine.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Anything else? And then moving on to the agenda for Thursday. So the welcome, which I'm halfway through typing here, but including the highlighting of the recommendations in the CCT report. Item number two, Barcelona update from staff, and confirm if any team members have not yet heard from the travel team. Finalize the comms and outreach plan. Number four, KSK rollover, what does the team need to look into? Number five, review of SSR1 recommendations, and then AOB and the confirm action items and decision change.
Okay, within five, it's probably worth saying that we'll do 5A would be go over the table that you guys are putting together of outstanding questions, and then we'll go over the start actually talking about SSR1 recommendations. That's 5B. Yes, that's what I had in mind.
Thank you.
All right. I think we're done then. All right. Thank you all.
Thank you all.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.